Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com, where we talk movies and TV shows and comics. My name is Mr. Sunday. With me as always, my co-host, Nick Mason. My name is also James.
It's me here. I'm Nick Mason. Yes. On the podcast.
Should we do the news for the week?
Let's do the news for the week.
Great.
Episode 99.
Yeah!
The big 99.
The big 99.
What are we going to do next week?
We'll talk about it at the end. Or Great. Now.
Okay.
Great.
Do it at the end.
Sure. Did you see that picture of Michael Fassbender as Assassin's Creed?
No. I'll look it up right now.
Look it up right now.
Okay, great. Can you feel while I do this?
Sure. Well, basically, while you're doing...
Sing a show tune.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal. What? I added that bit. I don't think that's from the traditional bit.
That's the remix. Yes. Great.
Got it?
Yeah, he looks good.
Yep. Mm-hmm. He looks just like...
Whichever one was in the first one.
Well, actually, I can't remember the name.
Is he Enzo?
No, he's none of them. He's his own one.
He's his own one.
Yeah, so he's going to be playing...
Brand new character. There you go.
I think it's like 16th century Spaniard or
Callum
something.
Callum Lynch.
Yeah.
That's not very... It's not very Spanish.
It sounds like somebody I know. That might be the modern day...
Oh, I see, yes.
...like version, and his fancy Spanish name is like... What's a Spanish word? Paella!
Paella Lynch.
Yes, there you go. So yeah, basically though, this... Assassin's Creed movie is going to be set in the Assassin's Creed universe.
Okay, great.
So it's all canon.
Okay.
So
do we know whether they're going to use the Animus?
I believe so, yes.
So the most unpopular element of the Assassin's Creed universe.
That's right.
Great.
The future. Mm-hmm. So yeah, what do you think? I mean, it's a picture. Who knows? I mean, it could...
Look, he looks very authentic. I would look at that and go, yep, he's from an Assassin's Creed game, probably.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. Is this the only example of a video game movie that exists within the continuity of the video games themselves? And I know they have, like, animated movies like Halo movies or whatever. I don't know whether that's true, that exist in, you know, that universe. But yes. Is this the first live-action example of that? Because I don't think the Super Mario Brothers movie is set in the world of Super Mario Brothers, the games.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Is
okay,
that, you know,
right.
What I'm saying?
Like, sort of. Yeah. But I mean, like the Hitman movie.
Yeah.
That's set on Earth.
Yeah, but it's not set in the games. Like, it doesn't exist in the continuity of the games, I'm saying.
I'm very confused by what you're saying, but
all
right.
Okay, what I'm saying is that yes. Ezio and whatever and all the other Assassin's Creed exist
yep.
in the movie universe and the video game universe
oh,
are the
I
same
see.
Universe.
Right, okay, I see what you're saying.
You're an idiot.
No, you are. No, I get what you're saying. But so he's going to make a lot of references to them.
I assume so.
Okay, right.
He's going to jump from a tower into a haystack.
Uh-huh, yeah.
What else do they do? I don't know.
It's mostly haystack jumping.
I stopped playing those games because they get kind of
well, I mean,
boring.
once you've leapt off a tower into a haystack, the game's peaked.
What else are you going to do?
What else are you going to do?
Exactly.
Yeah. He looks good. He's got the dual...
Double up.
The double blade thingies.
Do you think he'll have a gun? Like, one of them had a gun when he shouldn't
have a gun? I think he'll briefly might grab somebody's gun or something.
Oh, okay.
Because that was really a game-breaking kind of situation when you got the gun two or whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah. In like, what was it? The Renaissance.
Yeah.
Or
Leonardo da Vinci's like, I'm the world's greatest inventor. Leonardo da Vinci, here's a gun.
And a flying machine.
Yeah.
Did you finish that one?
No.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Did you hear
I'm ready.
That there's rumors of a new Blade movie that will focus on Blade's daughter?
Oh.
Who's the current
Blade?
Yeah. I was going to say Bladeette, but yeah.
Hmm.
Either of those. What do you think of that happening?
Okay, so is this set same continuity?
As the other Blade movies?
Yes.
Well, it's said that Wesley Snipes has said that he's spoken to Marvel about reprising the role of Blade. Mm-hmm. So it's entirely possible. But that would mean that the MCU extends all the way back to like 97? Mm. Did that come out? Or 98? Mm. I can't remember whatever that was.
Is Blade a... Do they have the rights to Blade again?
Yes, because they got it back when they got Daredevil and
Punisher.
Okay,
cool.
Yeah, right. And Ghost Rider, which they'll never use.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. What do you reckon? Do you think you can go with that version of Blade, or do you reckon you should go with the Snipes version, or just recast Blade?
No, new version. I think Blade Ella. We want Blade Ella.
So you reckon if they brought back Snipes, people would be like, oh no? Or do you think people, because people like those movies generally?
Yeah.
But I guess you could also bring him back and him not be the main focus.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't even have to acknowledge that those other Blade movies are set in the MCU, I guess.
I don't know. I reckon a new character...
Spilt that bottle of water again, like I did.
So many times. I reckon new version of the character. Maybe Snipes, have him off in the background. Have him maybe... His powers are gone or something like that.
Okay, sure,
Because otherwise, why isn't he in the fight? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, good point. Yeah. He could be like the Whistler.
He could be like the Whistler.
Like the Whistler.
Mm.
Those movies were okay, weren't they?
I think so. It's tough to say at this point. You know what I mean? And if we want to really find out definitively, we have to go back and watch them again. Mm. I don't want to risk it.
That's our philosophy, is also never go back.
Correct.
It's written on probably a t-shirt we have. Okay. Mads Mikkelsen. Yes. Do you watch the season finale of Hannibal?
Not yet.
I haven't watched any of it. I want to get through it. You love that show, right?
It's pretty good. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty intense.
I've heard the final episode's amazing.
All right. I'll get onto it.
Get onto it.
I will.
All right, good.
Anyway, he's going to be a Doctor Strange villain, right?
Yeah, one of them. Okay. I don't know who. Dormammu?
Could be Dormammu.
Who else is there? He can't be bloody...
Can't be Mordo.
Mordo, because he's already cast.
Well, then that's all... Maybe Shuma-Gorath.
Yeah, isn't he some kind of...
He's a tentacle monster.
No, he can't. Who's the nightmare monster who lives in like a nightmare world and he gives you nightmares?
Might be Nightmare.
Yeah.
Might be his actual name.
I might be thinking of a different villain.
You're thinking of that weird Grim Reaper character from the Nightmare video board game from the
80s. I am.
That's what you're thinking of.
That game, that was something, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. That blew my mind though at the time. I'm like... Wow, that is... Someone's really thought of a thing here.
How do they know? What are you going to do?
I had the child-friendly version, though. We've talked about this. I had the Rap Rat video board game.
Yes. sure.
That takes me back to a previous episode where I made you listen to it.
So many memories.
Anyway, great, right? Mads Mikkelsen.
I like Mads.
Apparently in the Star Wars Rogue One movie, he's not a villain either.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could be like a rebel leader.
He could be wacky comic relief.
Yeah.
Could have a Jar Jar Binks green screen thing on his head. Yeah.
He's got skills.
Yeah, he's so many.
A few movies I've wrapped filming, which you may or may not have heard.
Let's go with Aladdin, but all right, yes.
Sure. Suicide Squad.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of it.
Apocalypse has wrapped filming, and Civil War has wrapped filming. They'll probably go back for reshoots.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not Fantastic Four, extensive reshoots, but reshoots nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty good, right?
Pretty good. That was Civil War, very quick.
That means that must be coming, they're coming along, aren't
they? Release it now.
Well, I didn't see why they wouldn't.
Yeah, just release it now. It's fine.
I'd be okay with that. Would you watch an unfinished version of Civil War?
No.
I probably wouldn't.
Absolutely not.
Would you watch an unfinished version of Star Wars?
No.
Really?
Ooh, no.
See, I would.
Because I am...
A purist.
Not that,
but afraid of the law.
Yes. But I know I'm fully expecting the new Star Wars to be... A movie. Like, I mean, I'm excited to see it, but it's not going to be like the defining moment of my generation. It's just going to be a movie that I'm just going to see.
Okay, yeah.
And it's probably pretty good. So I don't want to stack the deck against it by watching an unfinished version where the special effects aren't done.
Fair enough.
And I'm like, oh yeah, I suppose it was fine kind of thing.
Yeah, fair enough.
If I was super, like if this was the thing that I was looking forward to most in the last 10 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably watch an unfinished version.
Absolutely.
But otherwise
nah. Good on you.
Yeah.
Good on you for having an opinion. Did you see the Star Wars teaser that they released?
On Instagram?
Yeah, Instagram.
I did, yeah.
Very briefly. Uh-huh. It was only like a snippet of new footage. Yeah. Bloody John Boyega's lightsabering it up.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, that looks pretty sweet.
Which is sort of the other side of that. The snow thing.
Yeah.
Like clear. Now we know it's sort of a cat and mouse duel between those two,
I
guess.
It could look kind of ethereal. It could just be the low quality of it.
Uh-huh.
Ethereal?
Ethereal, but yes. Yeah. I saw what you're saying.
I'm thinking of Mithril from... Those Lord of the Rings movies, which got worse. But You know, there's that dream sequence in the cave.
Yes.
In Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Do you reckon
you think it's the same thing?
I'm saying it could be.
You're saying it's exactly the same
yes,
thing.
Yes, that's right. Mm. Yeah, it's just a trick of the light, but that is the same scene. Yeah.
No, I'm going to say it's a real... I'm going to say it's real.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's the cat. It's a kind of a cat and mouse duel. Maybe.
I don't think he'll do well, though, because by the looks of things, he's not a Jedi in any way.
No, he's
way.
Just like, oh no. I reckon Luke Skywalker rescue.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. CGI flips?
No. Good. Please good. No. I'm not ruling it out. I'm saying please don't.
Did you know in the Star Wars universe, Star mm-hmm. Wars... Oh, by the way, we did Star Wars commentary track, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
I've probably put that up by now. No, I would have.
Okay.
It's for the first one, the original one, A New Hope. You can find that on weeklyplanetpod.bandcamp.com.
Oh, yeah.
Or if you're a Patreon, patreon.com/MrSundayMovies, that'll be there. So if you're already a Patreon, that'll be there. Or if you become one for any amount of money, you can also have that.
Nice.
Either of those things.
Or listen to it for free.
Yeah. You go to Bandcamp, you can just play it as well. Whatever.
Great.
What was I saying? Yeah, in the original, the idea of the lightsaber was that it was so like powerful you needed like two hands to hold it.
That's right,
and that
yeah.
was the idea. Mm-hmm. That's something I didn't say in the commentary that I wish I did.
Well, it's too late now, isn't it?
I can edit it.
What if listeners would like to just hold on to this podcast on your iPod and then wait till a lightsaber is drawn in Star Wars A New Hope while you are listening to our commentary and then just hit play.
That's right.
Reverse 15 seconds, hit play, and have James bloody spurt out that fact.
Amazing fact.
You know, lightsaber is very powerful.
You're full of hate.
Yeah.
Also, the new Star Wars film will debut on every IMAX screen in North America.
Every single one. No choice in the matter.
Apparently not. So that's pretty good, I guess.
I reckon there'll be one theater that's like, no, we're not doing it.
We're going to play something about whales.
Yeah, exactly. 3D whales. 3D whales in space. That's what we're playing. It's going to be edutaining.
Boo!
Yeah,
I've always wanted to go one of those space things, though. Like, actually go and see, like, a space IMAX thing.
Why haven't you, though?
Yeah.
Seems like you don't really want to.
You're right.
If you really wanted to, you would have done it by now.
Because if it was the Star Wars movie,
what you're saying is you'd like to impress people, educated people by saying, well, you know, I'm thinking about seeing one of those educational movies about whales in space.
Yeah. That's Star Trek 4, Whales in Space?
Whales in Space is 4, yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's great. Last bit of news.
Oh, yeah.
Something that we got.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Civil War lineup.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody sent through the images, which I then put
allegedly.
In. Allegedly. Well.
We found them in the forest.
That's right. Yeah, so what do you think of the lineup? I sat on those I showed you like a week ago. And I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do with these. Do I just sit on them? So yeah, no, I released them. And, you know,
looks very. Well. All those sheets look very impressive.
Yeah, they do, eh? Mm. Now, you notice like Spider-Man's not in there and
Scarlet Witch is also not in there, yeah.
The person who sent them to me, allegedly
when you found them in the forest.
When I found them
the
in
wood
forest.
Nymph who gave them to us in the forest.
Made the point that the reason Scarlet Witch and Spider-Man isn't in it because the rights lie with Sony and Fox for those characters, so they can't use them in the promotional.
Right.
Because that's promo art, stuff you slap on a lunchbox or a backpack or whatever. So that's what that is. So that's
Are they gonna do Civil War Spider-Man action figures, do you think?
Yeah, they'd have to.
Yeah.
They'd have to, wouldn't they? I assume so.
Mm. Mm. What I hope, though, is that they're not allowed to. And then Fox and Sony are like, okay, we'll release merchandise separately, but it'll be a different scale. So you'll buy your Iron Man and your Captain America action figures and you'll be like, oh, yeah, play with these, whatever. And then, or put them in the background, the set or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you buy the Spider-Man ones and they're like, 6 inches taller. Wait a second. Why is this guy taller than the Hulk? I don't understand.
That would be amazing. What do you think of the lineup, though? People are saying that it's not... The deck is stacked in Tony Stark's favor.
Well, he's got...
War Machine.
He's got War Machine.
Vision.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which is like... Yeah.
Who was completely unstoppable in the previous film. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Who else has he got?
Like, he didn't even break a sweat. I mean, he couldn't break a sweat because he's a robot.
That's right.
Even if he could, he probably wouldn't
probably
have.
Probably wouldn't even bother.
Because he's real tough.
Yeah. Who else is there?
And then Captain America's got...
I mean, he's got... Who else has he's Tony got, Stark got?
Tony Stark has got...
He's got War Machine? Bloody...
He's got Agent...
Oh, no. He's got Scarlett Johansson.
Black Widow, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got it.
Which is weird because you'd assume she would be on Captain America's
team. Yeah, well, there's also rumors that someone's going to change sides.
So that rumor is Black Widow.
Yeah, but Do you think that's too obvious?
Well, yeah, but that's why it's going to happen.
Oh, okay.
Well, in a world where we don't get millions of spoilers prior to a movie coming out, that wouldn't be an obvious choice. But since we have to go over all these things a million times before a movie comes out, yes, it is the obvious choice.
Yeah, that's a good point. Mm. It's also Black Panther.
There we go, yeah.
It was supposed to be neutral, but I think he switches sides as well at some point or something.
Double
something
twist.
Going on. Yeah.
And then Captain America gets
Hawkeye.
Ant-Man.
Yeah, Ant-Man. Bucky, Falcon, Agent 13, who's Sharon Carter.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think he's got Scarlet Witch as well.
Okay, right.
So that kind of...
That's a pretty... When you consider Winter Soldier,
yeah.
that's a good...
It's a good get.
It's a good team.
Yeah.
And for those who are wondering if there is a piece of artwork in which Ant-Man rides one of Hawkeye's arrows, let's just say... Wink. Eh?
That's,
I mean, I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know. Neither of us would know.
Neither of us would know.
Because we don't want to get slapped by Marvel.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Hypothetically.
Yep. Okay. But there is one. It looks real good.
You shouldn't have said that. We're going to get a lot of emails. We're not the exclusive people.
Other people probably have it.
Yeah.
Other people who have no fear of being sued. So ask them about it. Ask bloody schmoes knows. They'll know.
Good stuff. Let me think. I mean, Ant-Man can go giant, can't he?
One would assume so.
That'd be pretty handy.
Yeah.
But the Vision could just phase through his head and pull out his brain. So.
The Vision ultimately could do that to anyone.
Yeah,
I think,
you're right.
So.
It's a really good point.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I like the idea also that, you know, the Tony Stark would have the more powerful team. I think it makes it more interesting.
Yeah, totally,
if you just stack everybody on Captain America's team, what's the point of anything? Like,
exactly.
Who bloody cares, mate? All right.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
We're ready to do the thing.
We're going to do a versus episode.
We're going to do a bloody versus.
The famous Weekly Planet Scissors versus episode.
We've done it two other times.
Heroes. Versus heroes, then villains versus villains. Now the random grab bag.
Whatever
we think of.
We got hundreds of these.
Yes, we
so
do.
So I'm sorry, I obviously couldn't pick them all.
So in this week, for anyone who hasn't listened to the previous episodes, listeners have sent in people, two or individuals or groups, you know, comic book, pop culture characters they want us to fight.
Yep.
We will determine who is the winner.
That's right.
And the rules are, what happens is, the two characters will appear in the Weekly Planet Battle World, which, as we've established, is a standard size American football field.
Yep.
And let's say, so nobody gets an advantage, let's say it's in Wisconsin.
Okay.
Go Packers! Woo!
Are you sure that's where they're from?
Look, I don't know anything about football, but once I saw the Super Bowl. Once I saw the Super Bowl.
Thank you.
And like 30 seconds of it, and all the fans had big wedges of cheese on their head, and I think I'm on board.
You're on board, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, so they appear opposite ends of that.
Yep.
And then what they do is they determine that the other person's a threat.
Yep.
And then they act as accordingly as they would.
Correct.
To subdue that opponent. So
that's right.
Deadpool, probably shoot to kill.
Yep.
Batman, aim to incapacitate.
Unless he's movie version of Batman.
Oh, then he probably, who knows, then he just blow him up or whatever.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Leave him for, I don't know, poison him, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Or, you know, circumstances might change.
Yep.
So Wolverine might go non-lethal for a minute.
Yep.
And then he realizes Aunt May is more dangerous than he anticipated and just chop her head off, right?
Absolutely. We don't know.
Also, this is, look, our ruling is final.
That's right. Don't, would you say don't email it and correct us? Because,
or do.
It doesn't matter really, does it? Because we, I don't know, we'll probably change our, like, look, it depends on what day you ask us this as well.
Absolutely. So. And presumably, like, we're going to try and do all new ones this week,
yeah.
But it's a fairly safe bet that one from one of the previous episodes will slip through the net and we'll give a different answer than we did last time.
No doubt.
Or the exact same answer, but phrased more poorly. You know what I mean?
Do you want me to kick it off?
Yes.
All right. Okay. So we've got two classic comic book characters.
Okay.
I haven't got the name of the person this is from, so I apologize. Most of them I actually do.
Great.
Doc Brown,
yes,
versus Willy Wonka.
Oh, very good. Okay. Oh, also,
have they got their gear?
They have whatever standard gear they would have.
Okay, so Doc Brown's got his time machine.
He's got the DeLorean.
Willy Wonka's got a cane. Maybe he could hobble forward and do
He's
got a factory. So he brings his factory with him.
They
can't bring sidekicks either, can they? So Doc Brown can't bring Marty and Willy Wonka can't bring...
Like, I would say...
Dead children.
I would say he could contact Marty.
Okay.
I'd say comms are open.
Yep.
If that's something they can do.
Yep.
But I would say you can't just be like, hey, because that's not a versus. That's two
on
one.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I think Doc Brown's got this. I mean, he's had his blood replaced as well. Do you remember that? So he's much fitter than initially. It depends on... Because it's also... Are we talking... It's normally their...
It's at their prime.
At their prime, yeah. Which I think is Back to the Future 2.
Yeah, that's
when
fair.
Doc gets his blood replaced. Yeah. And
I mean, in 3, he didn't even have a DeLorean. So.
No, he didn't even... Well, he didn't.
He had a steam train.
He had a train. That's not...
Yeah. Not the same. Yeah.
It's not very handy, is it? Really?
Not at all.
But then he had a flying steam train.
Which is the
best. So that's very handy.
Mm.
Look, Willy Wonka's a weird lunatic.
He's definitely a lunatic. See, we don't know. Like, maybe he has his blood replaced all the time with the blood of children that go to his factory. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's definitely done that to him more than once.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he's killed a lot of kids.
Dead kids.
Yeah. But look, I think Willy Wonka's full of tricks, but I don't think he's got enough tricks.
No.
Quite frankly.
Like, He is a dangerous man, I feel.
Yes. We've discussed before, like, he could be a former Nazi scientist.
We were on a podcast.
Yeah, Plumbing the Death Star.
The Death Star. You should check that one out, where it's us. We debate whether Willy Wonka is any good at his job and or a Nazi scientist. And you should listen to that. But I don't... He feels dangerous like the Joker, but it's kind of in a vague kind of way.
Okay, sure.
Like maybe he's got a knife in that cane, but we never see it.
Yeah.
So we can't definitively say.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He's got various kind of lethal foods.
Sure, yeah.
Like he's got like a chewing gum that expands you.
Yep.
He's got like a lemonade that will make you float into a ceiling fan. Uh-huh.
But the issue is, can he trick Doc Brown into imbibing any of those? And I say no, because we've determined
you
already know it's a threat. Right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah. Mm. Mm. I think Doc Brown's got this. I think he'd just flatten him, just run him over.
I don't think it matters
that Willy Wonka has anything on him. I think he's got a car. So that,
sure.
That automatically
So
wins.
It doesn't matter whether... It doesn't matter what supernatural powers Willy Wonka has, and it doesn't matter what time travel technology has been built into the DeLorean.
No.
It's still a fast car.
Yes.
Made of steel.
Yeah.
That could...
He can't leave... Willy Wonka can't leave the stadium. So he could just pin him against the wall and kill him.
Yep.
Like, that would be it.
Do you think Willy Wonka is agile enough? Because we know he can do a roll.
He could do one roll.
He could do a sweet forward roll.
I haven't seen him run. I'm not saying he can't run. It's the knife and a cane situation.
Yeah.
He may be able to run.
Yeah.
I didn't see him. I haven't seen him do it.
Yeah.
His pants and everything, his jacket's all very whimsical, but how quickly can you move in that weird dinner
suit.
I'm
going to say faster than you think.
Yeah, sure. Faster than a car that's doing like a weird kind of burnout and kind of flatten you.
Sure. Look, okay, I'm gonna say Doc Brown.
Yeah.
But can you put it past, right?
Yeah.
He's flooring it at, he isn't using the flux capacitor or anything like that. He's just hit 88 miles per hour.
Yeah.
He's flooring it at Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
Willy Wonka does a sweet forward, like he turns to the side, he does a sweet forward roll.
Yeah.
And then Doc Brown's like, where is he? And then all of a sudden, Willy Wonka's in the passenger side and he just slits his throat with a knife cane.
There's not enough evidence to say that could happen.
All right, fine.
It's potentially yes.
Yeah.
But also, Doc Brown could hit him at 88 miles per hour, time travel, and then hit him at the opposite side. Wow. Do you know what I mean?
No, I see what you're saying.
Like, yeah. Wherever he rolls to, you could just time travel to that point and hit him there.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, fine. I think we give it to Doc Brown. All right, good.
Next one.
Yes.
Johnny Depp, Willy Wonka. No, we're not doing that. Ah. This is from Cake Boss. Cake
He's
Boss
definitely Brown. Got a knife.
He definitely does.
He's got a knife and a greasy bandana. All right.
This is from Cake Boss Ralph. Love that guy. This is a three-way battle. This is the only one that I think we've got today.
Okay, right.
See how this goes. It's the battle between the Batman, Keaton, Clooney, Kilmer. These are the Burton Schumacher era, sure. Batman.
Okay, right.
Neither of them have a lot of move, and none of them have a lot of movement.
Mm. Okay, so you recently did a video.
I did.
On the number of people Batman has killed in the movies.
And there was some contention, but should we talk about this?
Yeah.
Because I asked you about it.
Yes.
There's one where Two-Face is firing a rocket at Val Kilmer Batman.
So this is Batman and Robin.
This is Batman Forever.
Forever, yep.
And he flips the Batmobile's wheels and he kind of scooches
the Batmobiles.
Batmobiles. And he scooches to the side and that rocket hits two henchmen.
Yes.
And behind...
Their car explodes.
Car explodes and they're killed.
Yep.
And I racked that up to a Batman kill.
Yep.
Now look, if that was me or you in that car, uh-huh. in the Batmobile,
yes.
that's not our responsibility to save those henchmen.
No.
Because that is not our ethos. That is not where what we're
We'll
about.
Kill anyone.
We'll kill anyone.
Also, we're not trained Batman, are we?
No, we're not.
Yeah.
We've got weeks left of that course.
That's right.
Batman, on the other hand.
Look, he knows what that rocket will do.
Yep.
He is a precision driver.
Yes.
He is aware that there are two henchmen behind him.
Yes. And he's a killer.
And he's a remorseless killer in the movies.
Because he is the same Batman from the Keaton. Technically, that's the same Bruce Wayne.
Right.
Technically.
Mm. So this Batman.
Yeah.
Comic book Batman, faced with that scenario,
yeah.
knowing that the rocket's going to shoot by and kill the two henchmen yeah. behind him if he gets out of the way, is not going to get the Batmobile out of the way.
No.
He's going to eject.
Yep.
He's probably going to swerve the Batmobile into the path of the rocket,
yep.
destroying the Batmobile, knowing he's probably got another one in, you know, ready to go.
On the way. Yeah.
And so I'm going to say that's 100% on him, those yeah. two deaths.
Again, only because it's Batman.
Yep.
But then again, like, I think it depends on how you interpret Batman and how you interpret that particular uh-huh. Batman. So if someone says that's on Two-Face, which it also is,
sure,
then yeah, you're also right. It doesn't matter.
So what I'm saying is you produced this video,
yeah, sorry.
Of the three Batmen,
yeah,
who was the most lethal, do you think?
Keaton, definitely. Keaton was also the most intentionally lethal. Mm. Though Kilmer Batman spends the whole Batman Forever movie telling Dick Grayson, played by Chris O'Donnell, as yes. a 45-year-old man, not to kill Two-Face because it will just lead to... It won't make him feel better.
Yep.
And then at the end, Batman kills Two-Face in front of him.
By flinging a whole bunch of coins up in the air as Two-Face is flinging his own coin.
Yeah.
Two-Face gets confused, leaps for all the coins yep. off a precipice.
Yeah. Which again, some people said, wasn't Batman's intention to kill him. Which may not have been, but he could have caught him if he wanted
to. Oh, definitely, yeah.
He's got a grappling gun.
Yeah. Or he could have even said, hey, Two-Face, I've got your coin here.
Yeah.
Like, I've switched him out. This is your coin.
Yeah.
And then sort of drawn Two-Face away from the deadly precipice.
Drawn both of his two faces away.
Precisely.
Yeah, exactly.
So, look, in terms of lethality, if it's Keaton.
Yeah. Clooney doesn't kill anyone.
Oh, well, then he's first to go. Yeah, so, yes. basically, look, Keaton pulls out the knife in the cane and just slits his throat. So Clooney's out. Yeah. So it's just a battle, a brutal battle to the death. It's two again. It's a brutal battle to the death between Keaton and Kilmer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, I think...
Do they get Batmobiles?
No.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
Because I think No, that if they've both got Batmobiles, what's they're just crashing into each other? Like, yeah. What's the?
All right, so they're out.
They're out. Look, they're both armored. They've both got gadgets.
Yep.
I feel like Kilmer is probably stronger. I feel like he's fitter.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah.
Like, cause you see them in their kind of regular clothes or even shirtless. I think you see Kilmer shirtless.
And Keaton's
I know you do see him shirtless.
Keaton's kind of slouched.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm fairly certain Keaton's shorter as well. Mm-hmm. Not that that necessarily means, but I feel like Keaton,
when you're wearing a lot of rubber, I think having a height advantage is important.
Yeah, you're right. But I feel like Keaton's like a wild dog.
Sure.
Like he's a genuine, unremorseless killer.
Yeah. If you want to get nuts, he'll get nuts. He'll bloody get nuts. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
He's quite well, because again, Kilmer dodges out of the way of that rocket.
Yeah.
Keaton drives into a factory.
Yes.
Arms his car and then drops a series of bombs which blow up. Like he's in that, you know.
He's there. He's right. He's there, yeah. He kills at least 9 people. There's 9 that you see that he kills. Mm-hmm. It's probably more. But you can't count more because
exactly. Yeah. You're going easy on him. Probably just a whole bunch of people who work in that factory.
Exactly. There's a
working late because they didn't finish their job earlier on, and they're like, "Well, I don't get paid to feed my kids if I don't keep cleaning these walls. I'm just the janitor or whatever." And then
just talking out loud.
Yeah, just talking out loud as you do in a comic book.
Also, Keaton takes the Batmobile, swivels it, and lights a man on fire with the jet. Yeah, he does.
And it's, again, it's not a case... Hang on, I'm just going to move my chair. Okay, I'm back.
Yep.
Yeah, that's in Batman Returns.
Yeah.
And it's not a case of Keaton is escaping from a group of villains in the Batmobile.
Yeah.
And he hits the accelerator and flames shoot out of the back and inadvertently gets a guy who leaps into the way.
Yeah.
Like, that's how they do it sort of probably modern day now. But he literally turns the Batmobile around so the exhaust port is facing the bad guy, and he flips a switch that is just the flamethrower switch. The car doesn't go anywhere. It just shoots fire out, and it just immolates this guy, this devil clown.
That's it. Mm. And look, we don't see him die, but what kind of life is that even if he doesn't?
Yeah.
So, look, I don't know. I'm not necessarily sure how it would happen.
Yeah.
But
I'm going to say grappling hook gun through the face.
Just the mouth hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what it is? You know what it'd be? It'd be, if you've seen the first Batman movie, and I know we all have, it's that weird double grappling hook, right?
You
just put it in the air, right? Yep. And Kilmer would be like, what's that?
Because I don't have that.
I don't have that. And just one grappling hook would shoot into, say, because we're at a football field.
Yeah.
One would shoot into, like,
a goalpost?
The goalpost.
Someone in the crowd,
irrelevant. And then the other would shoot through Kilmer's face, and he'd just slide between the two cables, just back and forth. It's like a bat pinata.
Absolutely. Mm. Yep, I agree with that.
Keaton, winner. Keaton,
definitely. Great. This is from Adam. Ben Affleck, Matt Murdock, versus Charlie Cox, Matt Murdock, in court.
very good.
We could talk about the actual fight, I never for a second thought that Ben Affleck was a real lawyer. Like, not for a split second.
Uh-huh.
What do you think? They both lose a lot of cases.
Yeah, I mean, if the first hurdle we have to get over is why they are practicing law on a football field.
Yes.
Because as we've established, it's the only way these battles...
Yep,
but okay, let's say it's some sort of weird public show trial.
Absolutely.
Okay, so is it... How about we say
let's
it's...
Let's say it's a lynching.
I was going to say it's the defendant is Coolio, so that's it's a lynching.
Okay, that's not a lynching.
Okay, let's say Coolio is the defendant.
Yeah, by the way, that's in the director's cut of Daredevil, the movie... Ben Affleck defends Coolio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the actor, the character Coolio plays in that movie.
Whose name is also Coolio.
Also Coolio, yeah. His name in the movie is fictional Coolio. So he's on trial for whatever it is.
Yeah.
And Affleck is defending him.
Yep.
And we've got Charlie Cox as the prosecution.
I think we can agree that Charlie Cox is the more inexperienced lawyer.
Yes.
Because he's fresh out of law school.
And Affleck has been doing it for years,
but
has no business sense. Like, he might be a better lawyer, but he's getting paid in fish or whatever.
He's getting paid in fish.
Mm.
Yeah. Who's got the better Foggy Nelson?
I think Affleck does.
I agree.
Yeah.
Favreau is the better Foggy Nelson. Mm, yeah.
I don't dislike the other guy.
I see. I'm not a massive fan because we talked about this. But he's good enough. But there's that one scene where he's like, "You betrayed me, Matt Murdock. We were friends."
Yeah. See, that's the thing. He tried some acting, and that was a mistake.
And I'm not saying he's a bad actor. I'm just saying that particular scene didn't work.
That's true. Yeah.
For me personally.
Yeah.
Look. So one of them has to be trying to prosecute fictional Coolio,
which isn't. See, I would argue that Charlie Cox is he seems like a more competent lawyer, despite being fresh out of the gate.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But at the same time, he is prosecuting when he's a defense attorney.
Yeah.
And in this particular scenario we've invented.
You're right.
So he's probably not very good at it.
That's a good point.
So
You might
I reckon
be right.
Mistrial. I mean, primarily because they're on a football field and not an actual court
of law.
Sure,
absolutely. Yeah. So it's a mistrial, but obviously both of them feel like there's injustice.
So they've got to fight.
They got to fight.
Yeah.
So everybody clears out.
Yeah.
The Foggy Nelsons go get a hot dog.
Yeah.
And maybe a slice.
Oh, they get a slark.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get a New York slice.
And we got bloody Ben Affleck Batman, leather up, leather head to toe, versus Charlie Cox in his weird...
Oh, his weird mesh suit.
Mesh suit, which is stab-proof.
Yeah.
Or it's knife proof.
So the classic Daredevil knife in a cane routine won't work on him. That's a disappointing. It's the first one we can't resolve with a
Unless
knife and a
go
cane.
For the mouth.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, right, let's say it's out though.
Yeah. You know, also in the Daredevil movie, it's said in one point that Ben Affleck has super strength. They said that the chemicals give him super strength.
That's
in addition, which doesn't make any sense.
Not at all, no.
And as we know, the Charlie Cox Daredevil is just a guy.
Yes.
Yeah, with sonar and good smell.
Oh, uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But I don't think that necessarily gives him the edge.
I mean, I feel he can take a bigger pounding than...
Ben Affleck?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Remember when Charlie Cox fought that ninja and lit him on fire?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, great.
He got stabbed multiple times. And he's also got a stab-proof suit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Wait.
I'm saying he can take a punch better than Affleck.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there is the... Affleck gets severely injured, doesn't he?
Yes.
At one point. I can't remember how. Because he turns up at the church and he's like, I'm pretty sore.
Oh, yeah.
But then he kicks out the kingpin's kneecaps or something towards the end.
Yeah.
Do you ever see Matt Murdock susceptible to sound the same way that Ben Affleck is?
No, we never do. I don't think. No. Look, I'm guessing... Ooh.
One season of World of Fire. One season of World of Wispy... Smoke hearing?
Yep.
I don't know what that is.
I think you've hit on it there.
Yeah.
They would both discover that each of them is sensitive, is both blind and sensitive to sound. But Charlie Cox I think Affleck is a lot faster probably.
Yeah, sure.
Like he's faster and more agile. There's a lot more
flips
happening.
He can leap a lot higher and
land
from a greater distance without shattering his legs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon there's going to be a lot of flipping about.
Yep. I reckon there's going to be a lot of them both standing at different ends, kicking the goalpost, trying to get sound out of it.
Yes, exactly. Exactly what I was
going to
say.
Like I've been tuning for.
Yeah. But again, because Affleck is so much more sensitive, I think he'd be like, no. And he'd have to, overact because he's from that universe.
He is, absolutely
like,
right.
No. And then I think Charlie Cox would walk up and just wallop him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just brutal realism style. Just
again,
wallop that guy.
It's a leather suit as well.
Yeah.
So it would still hurt getting punched a lot.
Yes.
I'm going to give it to Charlie Cox.
Charlie Cox gets this one, yeah. And it's not just because the Ben Affleck Daredevil movie's terrible. We're setting that aside.
It's partly because of that.
Yeah.
No, it's partly because the rules they establish in that are terrible.
That's a better point.
That movie is its own undoing. Right, ready for this one?
Yes. Wait,
this is from Major. I don't know who. Major someone. Ninja Turtles.
Probably Major Tom.
Yes. He's back. It's a sad song, man.
Mm.
It's a good song, though. Ninja Turtles from the 90s movies.
Yes.
Versus just one of the 8-foot-tall turtle monsters from the most recent Ninja Turtle movie.
Oh, very good.
That's a good one. I like this one.
Okay.
So I assume that's the Ninja Turtles from the first Ninja Turtles movie. Because they're clearly the most skilled and most willing to use their weapons.
That's true, actually.
Because in 2, they don't use their weapons properly. They just kind of hang onto them or grab salami and...
Beat somebody with salami, sure, yeah.
3, they've got a time-traveling machine. I mean, lamp. But I don't know how traveling back to feudal Japan helps, I guess, to escape.
Yeah, no, you'd go back to feudal Wisconsin, which isn't really
really
relevant.
So. No, because they were in New York.
Also, they'd always go to Japan. Yeah. Okay, right.
Sorry, it's a time and space machine.
I guess they could go back to feudal Japan.
Yeah.
And then,
Just live out their days.
Just live out their days. Have a great old time. Yeah.
Which of the Ninja Turtles do you think they'd fight? It'd be Raphael, right? He'd be the most willing.
I was just thinking, yeah. Uh-huh. Like, yeah. As the monster one. Yeah.
There's a bit in that Ninja Turtles movie, the new one, where one of them throws a shipping container.
That's right, yeah.
So, strength. But then again, they fought. No, they didn't fight Shredder very well, did they?
Not at all. They were bad at that. They were very bad at that.
But
let's say at their peak, they've just defeated Shredder.
But they're pretty tired then.
They're very, yeah, okay, good point. They've defeated Shredder, they've had a nice rest.
Okay, good. Great. Yeah. And they're still willing to use their weapons.
Yes.
Okay, great.
They haven't renounced violence yet.
Are they quick enough? Because I still feel like that big turtle is quicker.
Yeah, because
and they're bulletproof.
Yeah.
And like also, completely bulletproof.
Yeah, and the Ninja Turtle, the most recent one, they have the benefit of CGI. So they can move faster than anyone that size could.
Yes, you're
because
right.
Because they're not real and nobody cares enough to factor that in, you know sure, what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So it's all the Ninja Turtles versus Raphael, giant Raphael.
Yeah. I still think it's Raphael.
Yeah. Look, I mean, there's no shipping container, obviously.
Certainly
I reckon
not.
He pulls down a goalpost, he skewers two of them straight up.
Pulls down the other goalpost.
Skewers the other two. Wow, yeah.
Yeah. Look, I'm not happy about it.
No.
Because I think the original movie is... we've said before, I don't hate that new movie as much as a lot of people do. Uh-huh. It's whatever.
Mm.
But, yeah, I think with the power of CGI...
Yeah, and remember that doesn't one of them... Don't they just crash into a truck at one point and they're all fine?
Yeah, that's the new thing one. That happens. Yeah, Raphael in the first Ninja Turtles gets beaten by the Foot Clan and thrown through a roof.
That's right, yeah.
And he's out for days. Like, he's in a coma, essentially.
Yeah, these guys, yeah, no, they don't stand a chance.
Yeah. I like him better.
Yeah, me too.
But,
yeah,
nah.
Mm.
All right.
Can Vanilla Ice be involved?
Yeah, he's moderating.
Oh, sure.
Freestyle moderating.
Oh, very good.
That's his prime, right? That's prime Vanilla Ice, Ninja Turtles 2.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This is Travis from Travis. Episode...
From the band Travis?
Yeah, that's 90s right.
90s band Travis?
I mean, he didn't say that, but I presume
yeah,
so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Episode 3, Obi-Wan versus Episode 6, Luke Skywalker.
Sorry, say the whole thing again.
Episode 3, Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Which is the oldest Ewan McGregor Obi-Wan.
He's just killed Anakin Skywalker by cutting all his limbs off and throwing him into lava.
He's off the back of that, so he's feeling pretty good.
Yeah, you would be.
Yeah, versus Episode 6, Luke. Wait, VI is 6, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, just so we're clear. Right. Luke Skywalker, which is the most prime Luke Skywalker we've seen.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
So they're both very willing to kill?
Yeah.
Even people they like?
Yes. Well, they essentially try to kill the same person.
That's true. They did, didn't they?
Which they both didn't do because of their empathy. So maybe their empathy will be their undoing. I don't think this would necessarily be to the death. I think they take off a limb.
Well, that's...
Well, both of them took off Vader's limbs.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan more limbs.
And also real limbs.
Yes, and also real limbs.
In a way, yeah.
Yeah. I think Obi-Wan is the better Jedi.
Yeah, I also think that I think post Return of the Jedi, I think Hamill is sort of not Hamill, Luke Skywalker.
And Hamill. Yeah.
I don't know. I get the sense he sort of would have renounced violence.
Oh, okay.
But I think bloody Obi-Wan Kenobi's got a taste for it now.
Well, as we saw when we watched that A New Hope the other day, he was very quick to cut that guy's arm off in the bar.
You're right. So in between, he's maintained a level of rage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's rage. I think it's, he doesn't muck around. I don't think it's rage. He's just like, I just gotta cut the crap. We got things to do.
Right.
Like, I think he's very efficient in that way. Like, he's like, I tried to be nice, your arm's off.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. We never really see any evidence of Luke Skywalker doing that kind of thing, you know?
No.
So he's really, he just wants to get, you know, he wants to deal with the Empire and then he's kind of done.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Yeah.
Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan's got this.
Definitely.
Mm.
I feel like as well, Obi-Wan would have had better training. Because Luke is...
By that you mean any training at all. Hey, you lift an X-Wing and then go into a cave. You train. Get out of here. Now go fight the bloody Darth Vader. Fight the Empire's fine.
Yeah, absolutely. And just like... Can you imagine Luke fighting Anakin on that lava planet?
Like 1 second that lava blast.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, like he could barely hold his own against old Darth Vader. He couldn't really, so.
Well, in Return of the Jedi, he kind of could. Yeah. But yeah, you're right. I don't think he'd stand a chance against young Anakin. Mm. Bloody young Anakin. Yeah. Little Anakin, he could.
Oh, yeah.
I reckon he could probably beat, Luke could probably beat Episode 2 Anakin, whiny, angry Anakin.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Yeah.
Because he's.
Because at that point.
He's a big baddie.
Yeah, because Luke Skywalker's got more discipline at that point, I feel.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing. I feel like Obi-Wan has more discipline than Luke as well.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, here's one.
Yeah.
Aaron Holland, T-1000 from T2 versus T-1000 from T5.
Can they mush together to make a big T-1000?
Probably, and then take over the world.
I think, well, we see the second one last longer. Not last longer. He doesn't last as long, but he can do more stuff.
He can do more stuff. He can make a javelin.
But what good is that?
Against another liquid metal.
That's what I'm
saying. Ultimately, I think this would end in a draw because they could never really kill one another.
Yeah.
But I think the one from T5 is probably under a lot more pressure from its parents to achieve.
Okay,
you know?
It's got a bit of a legacy.
I just got that sense. Okay. You know, I don't know why. But anyway, back to a real one.
Back to a real one. Okay. This one will be interesting. This is an actual proper comic book one.
Okay, sorry to ruin it. Sorry to ruin my dumb time. All right.
No, I just meant in general. I feel like we haven't touched on this. Yeah. The Flash versus the Hulk. The Flash in his prime is crazy. Like, I don't think we should pick the Flash in his prime because he's like, he can literally do anything.
Well, he could do, he could travel through time, dimensions. I would say that the Flash's first, but that's the thing, he's probably, I'm going to say we should probably rule out time traveling in this.
Unless you've got a car?
Unless you've got a car.
I don't think there's anyone else here with a car that time travels.
Okay, that's good. That's relief. Look, I would say that the Flash in his prime.
Yeah.
Could, like, he had the ability to, like, he could phase through an object.
Yep.
And then the object would, he could make it explode. Like, he could agitate the molecules of it to make it explode.
Sweet.
But I would say, in terms of how that would, writers would write this battle.
Yeah.
I would say that the Hulk is too dense for that to work.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. So I guess we're just picking just a strong version of the Hulk, an angry version of the Hulk. The Hulk. Not like Devil Hulk or...
No, just whatever. Standard issue, the Hulk. The madder he gets, the stronger he gets. Absolutely. Kind of thing,
Do you reckon the Hulk is fast enough to grab the Flash out of the Speed Force?
I think what would happen is my guess.
Yeah.
Because the Flash has fought really strong people before.
Sure.
Generally speaking, it's a case of he, you know, super speeds at them.
Yeah.
Hits them 10,000 times in a second.
Yeah.
Nothing happens, and then the strong guy just grabs him.
Okay.
Like, because the Flash would, like, if the Flash ran up to somebody, he's like, well, this guy's pretty tough, but I could take him.
Yeah.
Hits him 10,000 times, and then nothing happens. There'd be a fraction of a second of doubt.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, well, what do I do now? And that's when the Hulk makes his move.
Yeah.
Because the Hulk is a monster, but he's not as dumb as you'd think he is.
No. Mm. I've heard he actually has the intelligence of Bruce Banner, but he can't focus.
Right.
So,
and he doesn't want to look like a nerd in front of the Avengers. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that's actually true. That might be one of the versions.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah.
I don't think this is another one that would end in death. I think this would end in
broken legs.
Lots of broken legs. Yeah.
Do you think the Flash could hurt the Hulk?
No. I mean, what's he like? Let's say you go through the standard things that the Flash is going to do.
Yeah.
Right? 10,000 punches in a second or whatever. Maybe he ramps it up to 100,000 punches in a second.
Sure.
Still going to do anything.
Yeah.
With the first Grant Morrison Justice League arc.
Yeah.
Where it's the Justice League versus the Hyper Clan.
Yeah.
At one point, the Flash goes around the world so fast that his mass increases towards infinity.
Yeah.
And then he punches a guy who has Superman's powers and knocks him into orbit.
Yes.
So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
My question is, can he do that on a football field?
Oh. Can they leave the football field? I said they couldn't.
Yeah.
He also catches a vase in that.
Oh, he does catch a vase. Oh,
it's not a vase catching competition though, is it?
No, it's really... No. Hulk could be. Hulk's more delicate than you'd think. He could probably catch a vase.
Yeah, if he had to. Could he do that?
I feel we're betraying the whole concept of the battle world if he can run around the whole world.
Sure, fair enough.
I reckon in attempting to achieve near the speed of light on a football field, he would just bury himself in the ground.
Sure. Well, it's dirt, isn't it?
Yeah.
But he can also run on a beam of light.
Yes.
So I guess he could run on grass and dirt without burying himself.
Yeah.
I presume. It's hard when their powers are dumb, isn't it?
Really is, isn't it? Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to give it to the Hulk.
Okay.
I just feel like because it would only take the Hulk to grab him.
Yes.
And the Flash gets grabbed a lot.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, so...
You'd think being the fastest man alive.
Yeah.
Maybe you should also look into becoming the slipperiest man alive.
Sure.
Yeah,
that would be pretty handy.
Mm. Yeah, I reckon if he can... The thing for me, I think, would be, can he build up enough speed to approach infinite mass and hit the Hulk? If he can do that, maybe.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's not a win then, is it?
Yeah.
Like, even there, but I think all it would take would be for the Hulk to grab him.
Yep.
And I think that would be
a
definite...
And then he'd give him a bit of Loki in the Avengers,
bash
him into the ground some multiple times.
The Flash is durable, though, isn't he?
He's not so much durable. Depends what he's doing. If he's moving really fast, he's got a heat shield going.
Yep.
But if he is just standing about or being grabbed by the Hulk, for example, he's not really any more durable than a normal person.
Yeah.
But he heals really quickly.
Okay, sure.
Right. I guess... No, that wouldn't really work.
What?
I guess if the Hulk grabbed him, he could vibrate all his molecules out.
Yeah, sure. But again, like we said, he's
Hulk's too durable. Okay, how about this? The Hulk is about to smash him into the ground.
Yeah.
He vibrates all his molecules. He passes through the ground. Oh, not through the Hulk, but through the ground.
Okay, sure, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That'd work.
Yeah. Mm. Boy, this is... Again, I'm on the fence because everybody's powers are so dumb in this.
What about if the Flash had a can of cooking spray that he covered himself in so he was real slippery?
Oh, yeah. Or just an oil slick.
just
the transporter style.
I don't know. Again, I don't think the Flash... I think the... Like you said, for the Flash to stop the Hulk, he'd have to get up to infinite mass.
Yep.
For Hulk to stop the Flash, you'd just have to hit him once.
Really? Yeah, absolutely. That's true, yeah.
And not even particularly hard, just like a pretty good Hulk punch.
Yeah, no, Hulk's got this one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. That's interesting, though.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear people's thoughts on that, actually.
Yeah, me too.
And why. Well, why not?
Send a really long email. or hundreds of tweets all put together.
What about this one? This is from Alex. Man of Steel, Superman.
Yes.
Versus Godzilla 2014.
Versus all the buildings in the world.
yeah, if it was a building knockdown competition, I feel like...
I reckon Godzilla takes it.
But then again, Superman's faster. And if he was intentionally knocking down buildings... like, Godzilla's quite slow moving. I feel like Superman could knock down every building in Metropolis in maybe a minute.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Mm. Anyway, that's not what we're talking about.
Sure, okay, right.
A bar's catching competition. Who's catching a bar? No. So, football field.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, let's make it pretty a little bit bigger.
Nope. Football field. Rules are rules.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Could Superman, that version of Superman, pierce the Godzilla skin or eye?
Ooh. It might be okay.
Because we see missiles hit him.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem to really affect him. It kind of bothers him.
Yeah.
This is Godzilla.
But also Superman.
Yeah.
Missiles hit him, nothing happens.
That plane bears down on him and hits him with like a Gatling gun. And it seems to kind of, not hurt him, but it...
Seems to annoy him.
Seems to annoy him,
It moves him slightly.
Yeah, yeah.
Not emotionally.
No. Yeah. Superman's obviously faster. I would even say that Superman, he would probably be at least equally strong.
As Godzilla.
Yeah.
No, that's fair.
Yeah.
If you rewatch Man of Steel, nothing really seems to bother him at all.
I mean, emotionally it does.
Emotionally.
He has a lot of issues.
Losing his pet dog,
No, the dog was okay.
Oh, it was too. Thank Losing God. His father.
to a hurricane.
Yeah, to a hurricane. No, I don't know. Because I feel in Man of Steel, nothing... Everything's just an inconvenience to him.
Right. Even when he goes and stops the world engine, which is like hitting him with kryptonite, essentially.
Yeah.
Like a Kryptonian atmosphere. Uh-huh. He's still able to destroy it.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that hurts him the most.
Yeah.
Aside from Zod.
I guess. But when he's fighting all the Zod, you know, Zod's lieutenants.
All the Zods. yeah.
Zod and the Zodettes. When he's fighting all the lieutenants, they're just slapping each other about. It's really just inconvenience.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, Superman will be thrown into a train station and all the trains will explode.
Or an IHOP.
Yeah, or an IHOP, certainly. And nothing happens to him. He just gets up again.
It's more
a case of, well, I've got to save some people. Two or three people. And then at the end he's like, oh, who cares? Let's destroy Metropolis. But Godzilla takes a lot of pounding from those mutos.
And he goes down.
He does go down.
Yeah, you're right.
I feel this might be a case of there's a lot of back and forth.
Yeah.
And then Superman maybe goes, flies down the gullet.
Yeah, sure.
And then we see just a flash of light.
Yep.
Out of Godzilla's mouth. Yep. And Godzilla goes down. Yep. Like, we don't see him burst out of, or do we though?
I reckon he would.
Yeah, I think, yeah, probably. Yeah. I mean, it's a monster, so I think he.
Exactly. It's a monster.
I think non-human rules would apply to Superman. Yeah. Where he'd be, oh, would it though?
I think so, definitely.
I think comic book Superman, we're not talking about him, but comic book Superman would be like, well, all life is precious.
Yeah.
Maybe this is somebody's puppy dog. Somebody's alien puppy dog.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do it because remember what happened with me and my puppy dog.
Yeah.
But I think movies.
My dad saved it.
I think movie Man of Steel
would
be like, okay, this is a monster.
Yep.
I'm going to destroy it.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So I think it's down the. Either. Yeah. Either.
Do you think his atomic breath would affect Man of Steel Superman? I don't think it would. I think it would. No, it would affect him.
Yeah.
But I don't think it'd put him down because nothing puts him down.
Yeah.
That we've seen, and that's atomic as well. That's not even kryptonite based or anything.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
And he's impervious as far as we're aware to nuclear explosions. Though we haven't seen that.
Yeah.
But I assume he is.
Yeah. Why not? I reckon it's either going to be heat vision. I reckon it'll be Godzilla atomic breath.
Yep.
And then Superman will be like, wow, that nearly singed some of those popcorn sellers over there on the sidelines. I better really ramp this up. And it's just heat vision, full bore, like him cutting through the buildings in Man of Steel and just cutting Godzilla in half.
Yep.
Or he goes down the gullet and just heat vision's out.
Yep,
in fact, I think that's probably the way he'd probably be like, well, he's armored on the outside, but not on the inside.
I'm going in.
Going in.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah. Superman.
I would like to see that.
Yeah.
Also, Godzilla could only pivot in the football field. Like, he couldn't build up
any speed or anything. Yeah.
Those are the rules, man.
That's the rules.
What happens if you
hit the outskirts of the football field, I wonder? Do we have a force field or something?
I guess you have to go back.
Let's just say it's poor form.
Okay. So it's not like a rig out scenario, like a sumo wrestler.
No, it's more a shame.
You don't lose.
It's a shame-based scenario. Yeah. You're like, oh, I could, but no.
Yeah. You're right. Mm. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. This is from my brother.
Which one?
The one you don't like.
Okay, great.
Venom versus Scorpion, but not Scorpion from the Spider-Man universe, from Mortal Kombat Scorpion.
Oh, versus Venom.
Yeah.
Eddie Brock Venom.
Yeah, I assume so. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm assuming this is obviously undead Scorpion.
Yep.
Take off his mask, he's a skeleton.
Sure, yeah. Uh-huh.
Whatever.
To the death.
To the death.
On a football field.
Venom's not susceptible to fire, is he?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, it's fire and sonics.
And sound.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's afraid of fire.
Oh, yeah, we all are.
Fire, whatever.
So will that damage his suit? Would that, like, take the suit off him?
Yes, I would say so.
Do you think he's quick enough to avoid that?
But see, here's the thing. I'd say yes.
Yeah.
Also, Scorpion's flame is fairly short range.
You're right. And he'd have to do a series of combos.
Exactly. Well, that's the... Like, we've seen him in, like, movies and... Yeah, he can, in the latest ones, him breathing fire out of his face is a standard move, maybe.
Yeah.
But back in the day,
no, he could take his mask off and go, and like torture guy.
Yeah, but in the original, that was just his finishing move. That was his fatality.
But he can still do it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So you're saying he could only do that to finish him off?
No, I'm saying that that's probably his last resort. I mean, he's got to take the mask off. It's a scare tactic.
He doesn't want to do it because he's embarrassed.
He's embarrassed, exactly. The shame, as we've talked about. You got to factor shame into these fights.
You're right. I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
I feel like also Scorpion can only move on a two-dimensional plane.
Yeah, that's true. So yeah.
If we're factoring that in.
Yeah.
Then again, Mortal Kombat 4, he is a 3D fighter.
Okay, we're opposites of the football field.
Yep.
What are they going? What's each of them going to do?
Scorpion's definitely gone for the harpoon.
What else? Or is he going to do the... Jump backwards.
The kick.
The kick. Is he going to do the punch backwards, but then it punches forwards?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Can he do a slide kick, or is that Sub-Zero?
That's Sub-Zero, yeah.
What would Venom do? Tendrils.
Tendrils or webbing. One of those two, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I reckon they both want to get close in.
Yeah.
Because that's their remote. They want to get close and just...
Sure.
Venom wants to eat somebody's face off.
That's his plan.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have a face.
Yeah.
So...
I'm gonna say classic moves. It's gonna be. I reckon maybe they both get in at once, tendrils and harpoon.
Okay, sure.
And then draw each other together.
Yeah.
Venom goes for the bite on the head.
Yeah.
Because that's what he would do.
Yeah. The bite on the face.
Thinking he's gonna get in some sweet face flesh.
Yeah, man.
He just pulls the mask off.
Yeah.
Scorpion. Skeleton breathes fire right in his face. I reckon then it's all over.
Would that kill him?
Ah.
It would stop him and not long enough to kill him. Like,
I reckon it would. He'd breathe fire on him.
Yeah.
The symbiote would retreat.
Yeah.
It's just Eddie Brock.
Okay.
And then just Scorpion to tear his head off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Scorpion's got this.
Fair. Who's stronger?
Venom.
Yeah.
By like 10 tons.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So don't you think, do you think he would go for the bite, or do you think he'd just grab him and tear him in two? Because Venom has done that. He's like torn people in half, hasn't he?
Yeah, that's true. Tough one.
Mm.
See, your Venom classic move is bite somebody's... Like,
yeah, you're right. You're right. Bite. It's his kind of...
If he does it...
It's on all these comic book covers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, I think he would go the bite.
I think you're right.
Because he would assume that Scorpion is like regular human strength.
Yeah,
more
yeah.
More or less.
Yeah.
So I think he'd be like, well, why would I tear him limb from limb? I can just bite his head
bite
off.
Bite him, yeah.
It'd be funny. So... Yeah.
Oh, wait, he's a skeleton.
Yeah,
man.
I reckon Scorpion's got this. And of course, he looks human from the outside.
He does, yeah. He just looks like a ninja.
Yeah.
Does that mean he's got like a rubber eye? The mask part is where his eyes is rubber?
Never thought about that, maybe.
Maybe. This is from Cody. The Baldwin brothers versus the Hemsworth brothers versus the Mario brothers.
Ooh. Now, the Mario brothers as represented by John Leguizamo and Bob Hoskins, right?
I guess we're going live action, sure.
Yeah, we'd have to.
I think if...
Unless there are cartoon versions of the Baldwin brothers and the Hemsworth brothers. I don't think there is. I don't think there is.
I feel like if it was the actual game version of Super Mario Brothers, they would win that.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Like, just flatten.
Yeah.
It'd just be a series of big jumps.
Oh, yeah, sure,
it would
sure,
all
sure.
be over.
And, but that would be a bit like... you know, like a big strong character in a movie who isn't aware of his own strength.
Yeah,
because the Mario brothers wouldn't want to kill anyone.
No, but they would.
They'd be like, oh no, what have we done? The shame.
We've killed the third Hemsworth.
Yeah,
whichever one he is. I don't think the Baldwin brothers could beat up the Hemsworth brothers.
Absolutely not.
There's like footage. It's like pictures of Liam Hemsworth and Chris Hemsworth in like a bar fight.
That's
it's like
right,
a picture
yeah.
of they're both like, uh-huh. and they're both. Enormous
yeah.
and fit, and there's three of them.
Yeah, how many Baldwins is there?
I don't know, eight, but it doesn't. Yeah. I don't know, but uh-huh. I don't think it matters. I think they're well in their prime though.
Yeah, Alec Baldwin in his prime.
Yeah, but Alec Baldwin's never
running about. He's never on a red October.
He's never looked like he's worked out.
No, that's true.
None of them do.
It's always just rangy more than
he's always more rangy. Yeah, the Mario brothers would have jump boots, but they don't have any. Particular skills that would be handy on a football field.
No. I mean, besides bloody overcharging you for snaking your drain. You know what I mean?
I guess they could rig the sprinklers.
Too much time. They don't have enough time.
You're right. Alec Baldwin's is full of rage, but I still don't think he has...
Well, what is Baldwin at his prime? Is it 30 Rock Baldwin?
No, it'd have to be younger.
Young
Baldwin. I reckon he's definitely better now as a person to watch than he was then, but I still feel like... His prime would be when he was younger. Yeah, it'd just be like a barroom brawl. And it would be the Hemsworth just killing everybody there. This is from Ben Deloy. One word. Batman.
Oh, yes. Versus, I've heard of him.
Versus Crypto the Superdog. If Batman can potentially beat Superman.
Yep.
Then I'm sure he could beat his dog.
To death.
Maybe not to... Not physically beat him. Well, maybe.
I don't know. See, this is our... But here's the thing. Our scenario is you've got whatever equipment you have on you.
Yeah, standard Batman
Standard
gear.
Batman issue.
He always has kryptonite on him.
Does he?
Yeah, always in a little lead-lined pouch.
Huh.
Yeah.
I always thought the kryptonite ring was in a vault somewhere.
No. In Hush, he has it on him. He has it in his... In his belt.
All right, well, if we're taking Hush's canon...
Yeah.
And we are...
yeah.
All right.
Do you think Crypto the Superdog...
What he'd have to do, he'd have to... Mush it into some sausage or something like that, and then trick the dog into it.
So you take a hot dog from
the vendor. Yeah. Because he's already scanned the environment, he knows what's available.
Yeah. Right? No, I think definitely.
And Crypto would go, because Crypto wouldn't kill.
No.
But he'd go for the arm, probably. He'd go for the forearm.
He's like a police dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd do what a police dog would do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
does Crypto, when fighting a regular human, scale
well, that's what I was
going to
ask you. Yeah,
I think he'd be. I think Superman would have trained him well enough to not just tear bank robbers' arms off or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think so. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But also, remember we talked about months back, we got an email saying if a regular dog can kill a man, can Crypto kill Superman?
Right. Yeah.
And I guess he could. It's possible.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
But I still feel if Batman's got kryptonite, which he would.
Yeah. Now, if you're being attacked by a dog, what you do is don't you raise the forearm of your non-dominant arm?
Yeah.
It takes your non-dominant arm, then you hit him with kryptonite. That's the rule, right?
That's the rule. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Absolutely. Do you think Crypto would understand what's happening, or do you think he'd just kind of die?
Does he have to die in this scenario?
He doesn't have to die.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on what version of kryptonite it is as well. Because some version it kills you, some version it weakens you.
Yeah.
But yeah. Do you think? I don't think. I think once Batman had him down, Batman would stop hitting him.
You'd hope so. Yeah.
I feel. You agree with that?
Yeah. Look, I'm going to say, if bloody Superman's done his job and Crypto has been trained correctly, Batman's going to beat him. But if Superman's been a bit lax.
Yep.
Or if Crypto has rabies, Batman is finished.
Absolutely.
Because it's just going to tear him limb from limb.
Yeah, I guess it's a matter, can Crypto get to Superman fast, to Batman faster than he can get that ring out?
Yeah, mate. I think it's a case of he'd go to bring Batman down.
Yeah.
And then
Batman have a spare arm.
Because if you've ever seen like a police dog bring down like somebody in one of those carpet suits,
they're
really fast.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
But factor in super speed.
Yeah.
Crypto's on him in half fraction of a second.
Yeah. Then Batman's ring.
Yeah.
Punched
to the face. In the sausage.
Right in the sausage.
Have some of that.
Right in the dog sausage.
Yeah.
Vivid Sounds writes, Donald Trump versus Mexico. Like, I guess the entire Mexican population.
Is there enough room in a bloody football
field? Stack them in, mate. Stack them high.
Okay, right.
So I guess they just topple onto him?
Yeah, he's dead. And I'm glad he's dead. Continue.
Sam says, Christopher Reeves. Reeves.
It's
as
Reeve.
In plural.
Oh,
as in
more.
Reeves Superman, sorry.
Okay, yep.
As in, that's his Superman. Uh-huh. As in the ownership
of. No, I get it.
Good.
Yeah.
Versus Michael Shannon's General Zod. I think Christopher Reeve Superman is stronger than Man of Steel Superman.
Yeah, no, that's true. Because he doesn't. There's no rules of physics that apply to that Superman.
Exactly.
Like he could lift the earth
and
move it around if he wanted.
You know what I watched the other day? I watched the Richard Donner cut of Superman 2.
Yes.
And the ending of that is that he reverses time again.
Twice. Wow. To what end?
To undo, like, so Zod and that are back in the Phantom Zone.
As opposed to just putting him in the Phantom Zone.
Yeah, well, he kills him.
Yeah. No, I don't like this. I don't like this weird time travel undoing
everything. It's not a bad cut. Okay. But that ending, like, why not do that in every movie?
Precisely.
Yeah. Mm. Also, I've got a question. Can I bring this up now?
Yeah.
I'm putting together a Superman kill count video.
Yes.
Right? I've spoken to you about this.
Uh-huh.
And I've got the dilemma of I cannot work out how many people he would be responsible for killing in Man of Steel.
Oh, this is good for the listeners.
That's what I'm saying.
We've got some geniuses out there.
Now, Zack Snyder has said...
Mathematical.
Zack Snyder has
probably
said...
Probably got some murderers out there as well, so they can help out. Maybe the mathematical geniuses and the murderers could team up on this. Go on the Reddit and team up.
Bringing people together.
Go on Reddit and be like, I am a murderer requiring mathematical geniuses, or vice versa,
then
we'll find each other, all right?
So Zack Snyder has said that Superman, about 5,000 people died in that city.
Yeah,
which
minutes.
Exactly, which I don't believe. Mm. But I guess if that's what he said, then that's canon.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. And so, again, if we're going with the Flash was there and kept saving people, then maybe.
Maybe. There you go. Mm. So how do you determine how many of those people are Superman's fault?
Yeah.
Like, the way I thought about it is you'd have to count how many times each of them hit a building.
Yep.
And how hard they hit it.
Right.
And then divide that by how many... by the 5,000 that are killed.
Yeah.
And then I thought maybe you
could
do it that
way. And then you'd have to factor in how many buildings were destroyed by the government using controlled demolitions. Because as we know, Superman's heat vision cannot melt steel beams. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Yeah, yeah.
So if someone could help me out on that, that would be much appreciated.
We'd have to determine the population of Metropolis in that movie.
Yep.
Like how many people are in each building. You get some sort of whatever the standard skyscraper is.
Exactly.
And it's also a case of like if Superman... So we see in Man of Steel and we see it in Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
We see Superman's heat vision just cut through a building.
No, that's odd.
That's odd?
Yeah.
And it goes through like three or four floors.
Yeah.
Does that kill everybody in the building? Does the whole building collapse?
Yeah.
Was it just the people on those floors?
Was it evacuated?
Was it evacuated? Because
there was nobody on that floor.
What day is it?
Yeah.
Because like if it's
that's
the weekend.
That's a good question.
If it's the weekend, then there's probably a... Like if you go... maybe the, if you go to the Daily Planet offices in that movie, there's like a date on the newspaper. Yeah.
But then is that from that day?
Well, then we've got to look at day night crossing over and we go, oh, this is going to be very complicated.
Yeah, which is why I don't want to do it.
No, don't. So maybe you could just go with 5,000.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
I don't think he killed 5,000 though.
Yeah, 5,000 people died. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, someone could help me out.
But if he's not, like if he's barely in control of his powers, which it seems like he is.
Yeah.
I mean, he is in control, but like he's never had to face anyone who also has super abilities. So he's kind of like, he's going over new ground here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. I agree. Anyway, someone please help me. Otherwise, I'll just probably be like, this cannot be counted.
Right.
Like, it's
at least 5,000.
At least 5,000. So yeah, Christopher Reeve versus Michael Shannon, General Zod. Christopher Reeve Superman is willing to kill Zod. He'll smile and do it.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like he doesn't have as much hang-ups about killing Zod as the other
Henry Cavill
does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm.
Plus he's got that plastic-ass shield.
Does that only work in the Fortress of Solitude though?
It's impossible to say, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, he's never used it anywhere else.
That's true. Could he build a wall around him with his eyes like he did with the Great Wall of China?
Yeah. Yeah.
Zod would probably wear his armor, though he wouldn't need it because he takes it off anyway. So I don't necessarily think he'd need it.
Yeah. And his head's exposed. So
his head is exposed. Zod's laser vision is also like fire. And Christopher Reeve's
is a laser.
Is like a laser. Mm. Yeah. And you kind of see Zod's will cut through something.
Yeah.
And Christopher Reeve will just kind of heat up like a bowl
That's
of
soup.
That's
true, yeah.
I think it'd still hurt you.
A bowl of soup, a real hot bowl of soup, certainly.
Do you think Christopher Reeve will do that classic Superman move where someone will shoot something at him and he'll block it with his hand and then deflect it back? You know how he seems to do that a lot in those movies?
Yeah, do you think he could do that with fire vision?
I do not believe he could do that. No, I think it would engulf his whole body. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
What we have to deal with here is two people using different levels of impossible physics in a world of real physics.
Yeah,
so it's quite difficult. But I think you're right in that Reeve has no issue with killing Zods.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't even, it doesn't concern him at all.
Yeah.
He
knows what has to be done and he'll do it from. Also, but Reeve's weakness is humanity.
Yeah.
And Henry Cavill, not as much. Because remember, there's that scene in Superman 2 where Zod and his henchmen on all these Zodettes are killing or trying to kill all the people in Metropolis, and Christopher Reeve is like, the people, oh God. So I guess if Zod grabs some from the stand, I guess that could distract him for a second. But
he said the people are good, not that person.
Oh, yeah,
is good,
I guess
you know?
So, yeah.
Yeah. He could probably use his x-ray vision on that person to see that person's hopes and dreams. And if that person's kind of a dick, he'd just be like, eh.
We're also neglecting to mention Christopher Reeve's power of a memory wipe and kiss.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah. Look, I think he's got the full package.
He does. He's probably faster as well. Do you see how fast
he's flying around the world. He's flying around the earth fast.
Yeah.
So.
Nah, it's Christopher Reeve.
Yeah, because Christopher Reeve Superman has 1970s Superman powers.
Yeah.
Which is everything.
Yeah.
So, look. And again, you can't leave the football field.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't rule out Christopher Reeve Superman being able to, I don't know, pull the moon out of the sky and just drop it on Zod.
Yeah, you're right.
Like with telekinesis or whatever. Because there's no way to say. He could use his Great Wall of China eyes.
Exactly.
That sounds weirder than I anticipated, but all right.
Absolutely. This is from Capre Beaver.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Witwicky versus Cade Yeager.
So that is the protagonist of the first three Transformers movies versus the all-American inventor of Transformers 4.
Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg, yeah.
Wahlberg. Well, obviously Mark Wahlberg's fitter.
Yes, but Spike Witwicky, he's fast.
Yeah, but did you see him fight Patrick Dempsey?
Yeah, that was
good,
barely,
yeah, he barely contained that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, which of the two do you think is willing to kill the other one?
Cade Yeager, definitely.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would Cade Yeager have his big Transformers gun?
No.
Okay.
I think it's fists. Just fists.
Cade Yeager's got bigger biceps.
Like how, I mean, Spike is all, he's just running.
And he's scared.
He's running and he's scared, yeah. Yeah. He's got more snappy patter, probably.
Sure, but how much good is that going
to
do you?
Zero. It's no good in a fight.
Also, I feel like if Wahlberg, even Cade Yeager, even suspected that Witwicky looked at his daughter, he'd break his neck.
Break his neck immediately.
Like, even if that thought flashed into his mind,
he
would lose it.
I feel that Spike would be pretty good. See, he loses all his advantages in this scenario.
Like, yeah.
Oh, you know what? He might... Okay, let's... Hypothetically speaking...
Yeah.
Right, Cade Yeager runs at him.
Yeah. It's not Spike, it's Sam.
Oh, it is Sam, right? Yeah. That's a good point. Okay, Sam climbs up the goalpost. He's on the top and he's just sort of kicking down. Yeah. Like, don't you feel he'd be good at, like, kicking down at somebody,
he
right?
Would. Yeah.
So if he gets a couple of good kicks in...
Yeah.
I reckon...
I feel like Yeager would just wait...
Yeah, true.
I don't think he'd even go after him. He's probably pretty good at throwing a football as well. He could probably hit him in the head with a football.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
And I'm assuming you could probably get a football from the crowd.
Oh, easily.
Can you go to the crowd?
Yeah, no, I think you can.
The standard football paraphernalia.
Hot dogs, footballs, big foam fingers.
Yeah.
Those big hats with the big wedges of cheese on them.
That's right.
Depending on which team is playing.
So this is before the game, or is this halftime entertainment?
I think it's halftime entertainment.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Great. No, I think Cade Yeager's got
that. This is a slight change in, like, it's a slightly alternate dimension.
Okay.
Where people are like, hey, let's have a fun game of football for the family, and then blood sport in the middle, and then back to football.
Absolutely. What about Aunt? I don't know who this is from, but I'm sorry, I apologize. Aunt May versus Alfred.
That's right, yeah. That's
which Alfred? Comic book Alfred?
Comic book Alfred.
So that's comic book Aunt May then.
Yes.
Because Michael Caine would kill that old woman.
Oh, yeah. What if it was Marissa Tomei, though?
We haven't seen her yet. I know.
No, that's true, yeah.
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 Mm. Aunt May, in some versions, was like a spy?
No, we're ruling that out.
We're not doing any of that?
Because Alfred was definitely in the military.
Correct.
Yeah.
Alfred can also, in his prime, in some versions, can go toe-to-toe with Bruce Wayne.
Huh.
Not for long.
Sure, yeah.
But he can. Like, he trains with him.
Yeah.
Like, he has done it.
Until that moment where Batman realizes he's Batman.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are they... Well, this wouldn't be to the death, one presumes.
You'd hope not. But you never know.
Mm.
If it was...
What's Aunt May going to do, though?
She'd tell him a boring story about how she got engaged.
That's a good point. But they know the other one's dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, we've established that.
So I'm assuming they're both senior citizens. We're not making them young.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But they're both like the definitive older kind of versions of themselves. Mm-hmm. No, Alfred, definitely. Alfred's got military training.
And even if they're like, well, we'll set that aside. Alfred would have, like, he'd have a rag and he'd have like a bottle of that stuff you use to clean silverware.
Yeah, sure.
And he could definitely chloroform her, so.
Oh, I thought you were going to say light on fire and hit her with it.
But. Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. Both of those things. Yeah.
Right.
Look, I wouldn't rule out in a different scenario.
Yeah.
Like, she could, Aunt May could make some cookies that are laced with, you know, some roofied cookies or whatever.
Sure.
Right. But she doesn't have access to any of that.
Unless someone in the crowd has it. Which
unlikely.
You're
liked out. Yeah. Very, very unlikely.
Mm.
Yeah. No, it's Alfred in this.
Do you reckon any of them they'd use their charm on each other? Because they're both kind of quick-witted and charming in that way.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's the only way Aunt May is going to get out of this.
Yeah, and they're both like practically indentured servants.
There'd
be a lot of politeness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of apologizing. Would Alfred be willing to hit an old woman in the face?
No. Unless she attacked him with a knitting needle. And even then, I think it's the silver polish.
Yeah, on fire.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right.
Yeah, no, but it's... No, I think that's a stalemate. I don't think...
Okay. Because neither of them would be willing to kill each other or hurt each other severely.
Yeah. It'd be long boring. You know what it'd be? It'd be a long boring story in the middle of the field, and then our bloodthirsty crowd would rise up and eat them both, I feel.
What about this one? Royston, second last one. Gas Cloud Galactus versus Gas Cloud Parallax.
Knew that where that was going to go.
I feel like Parallax does a lot of breathing in.
Yeah, but not a lot of anything else, really.
Yeah, but neither does Galactus.
Yeah, but we never see what Galactus can do.
Exactly.
We're talking movie Galactus.
Talking movie version.
Movie Galacti. Yeah. I don't know.
Because you see the gas cloud, like, he'll take the life force out of somebody.
Yes.
He does it to that big head dude.
Hector Hammond, yes.
Hector Hammond, yeah, whatever. And he does it to, I don't know, he tries to do it to Green Lantern. Do you think he has the lung capacity to suck up Galactus?
Maybe, but what is...
What's going to happen?
See, we don't even really see what Galactus is in Fantastic Four.
No.
Because, okay, so the Galactus in the movie
yeah.
is based on the Ultimate Universe Galactus,
okay.
which is like a cloud of like probe robots
okay.
kind of thing.
Sure.
So I don't know if...
Do you think he's that?
Yeah, must be. What else is he otherwise? Yeah. Just
a big cloud.
Just a big magic cloud. It's ridiculous. Anyway, so it's a cloud of probes versus a big magic yellow cloud. Yeah. And look... I don't know. I guess parallax could, there could be a power drain involved somehow.
Yeah, I guess, I think it could. But again, like you said, we don't know what Galactus can do. So I guess we have to give it to parallax. Because just because you can potentially do something, we don't know because you didn't do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's like saying, look, I could have passed this test, but I didn't.
Yeah.
It's like, well, too bad. Like you didn't pass.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. How do they stay in that football field? Do you reckon they're like squashed in?
What about regular Galactus versus regular parallax?
I don't know that much about regular parallax.
Okay, right.
Break it down for me.
Nice garbage.
Okay.
It's not necessarily true.
Has he got physical form?
From time to time.
Can he be a big cloud?
Yeah.
Has he got a big head?
No. Sometimes he's a big bug.
Well, he'll take the powers out of you, right? And he's got fear on his side?
Yeah, but in the comic books, he's not even like a power drain guy. He just sort of powers all the Sinestro Corp rings. So,
okay. So he's a battery.
But if there's none of them there, then they can't really help.
Yeah.
I reckon movie wise, Parallax takes it.
Yep.
But comic book wise, I think Galactus has this.
Yeah.
Because Galactus is like a core element of the universe. Where Parallax is just some guy.
That's a good point.
I reckon in the comic books, Galactus has more of a power drain ability than Parallax
absolutely.
Does.
Absolutely.
If they're fighting on that,
yeah.
Galactus has it.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And also, didn't you say that Galactus can't be killed because then the universe will explode?
Correct. I mean, that's not an issue Parallax has to deal with. I mean, he'd realize that afterwards.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. Mm. Oh, no. The universe.
Oh, no. That's where I live.
Last one. This is from Zachary. Ryan Reynolds' smile versus The Rock's muscles.
Aww. Friendship's the winner there, I feel.
I think so. Well, I guess The Rock's muscles could punch out Ryan Reynolds' smile.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, probably
knock his bloody teeth out.
Yeah, so.
And where's your bloody smile, Reynolds?
On the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, man.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was good fun.
We'll definitely do
definitive answers for definitive all your dilemmas.
Forever.
Yeah.
If you want to... Well, we'll do another one of these, but if you do have any thoughts on any of this, email us or whatever.
Yeah.
Where can people email us?
Oh, weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
That's right. Some people don't know. Mm. We get asked that, so that's what it is.
Yeah, man.
That's where we're at.
Yeah.
Hmm. So we'll do one of these, I don't know, another 30 or so episodes.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Whenever we decide to do it.
For our fabulous 100th episode.
All right, you know what it's time for now,
What's it time for?
It's time for our theme song for the segment, What We Read and What We Gonna Read.
What We Reading. What We Gonna Read Today.
I'm doing the theme.
What are we reading today? What have you been reading?
I've been watching Star Wars Rebels season 1.
I saw that on the TV when I came in.
Yeah, you did see that.
Yeah, man.
That was on pause though. That wasn't. Or the episode wasn't still
wasn't
frames.
It, okay, right. It wasn't totally still.
It's pretty solid, man. Yeah. Like it is. A lot of it is obviously aimed at kids, but there's some like darker elements to it, and the characters are quite interesting. And it feels probably more like Star Wars than the prequels do. Uh-huh. It's set like just before A New Hope, about 5 years before.
Uh-huh.
I think some of the elements of this will tie into the Star Wars Rogue One movie because they're kind of both set around the same time.
Uh-huh.
Like how much of that remains to be seen. But mm-hmm. no, it's good. Like it's kind of. It takes about 4 episodes to be kind of like, oh, no, kind of get into it, which isn't a ringing endorsement because I hate them when someone's like, well, you're going to feel it or they're really like, I don't want to sit through. Uh-huh. But, they're short and so you can kind of breeze through. I breezed through about 6 or 7 today, so just while I was doing other stuff. So.
Cool, man.
Yeah. What are you reading?
You know what I've been reading?
Yeah.
And oh, boy. Did you just go through puberty? Is that what happened there? What I've been reading, this is something that I, as a kid, there was a comic book series, Epic Comics, Marvel's Epic Comics, which was like their Marvel Max back in the day.
Yeah.
They had a series called Wild Cards.
Okay.
And I didn't know this at the time, but before George R. R. Martin created Game of Thrones, he and a whole bunch of other comic book creators created a superhero universe called Wild Cards.
Okay.
Because, we talked about, books, superhero books.
I love books.
Yeah, books, but like superhero novels. And we're like, hey, do they work? Do they not work? I picked up the most recent Wild Cards book.
Yeah.
It's like an anthology.
Okay.
And I'm probably going to go back and read some of the older ones.
Oh, wow, really?
So it's like...
What kind of powers or universe are we talking
about?
Well,
here? It's sort of... It's a universe where... In the 1940s,
yes.
This virus was released into New York City.
A Terrigen Mist?
Of sorts. It was an alien virus, so you're close.
Thank you.
And basically, anyone who came into contact with the virus, like 90% of people died.
Great.
They had the Black Queen.
Yeah.
They drew the Black Queen. 1% became aces, so they got like cool superpowers. And the remaining 9% became jokers, and they were horribly deformed, kind of thing.
Okay.
And it's sort of this kind of semi-realistic world where, you know, people, you know, the cool aces have become, you know, celebrities, and you know, the jokers are in this sort of ghetto called Joker Town, where they're, you know, where they kind of like a slum kind of thing.
What's the difference in powers between all these kind of guys?
Well, they can have sort of equal levels of powers. Yeah. It's just the jokers are horribly mutated.
Oh, okay, right. Gotcha.
But you can, if you're an ace, you can also be a deuce. Which is where, I know, where you can be like normal looking, but maybe your power is you can shoot fire out of your hands, but it also you're not fireproof.
Oh, okay, so,
you know,
right.
That kind of thing.
Yep, I got
but
you.
Yeah, so it's like an anthology of stories. There's like a couple of George R. R. Martin stories,
yeah.
And there's a couple of other writers. They're kind of like they call them mosaic novels, where like each different author writes a different story, and they all sort of come together.
Okay, sure.
As a major storyline, yeah.
Great.
So I'm gonna check
so
those
this
out.
Is from like the mid '90s or before.
Well, there's actually the one I read. It started in '87, I think.
Yeah.
And they've sort of come up to now, like it's moving in real time.
Oh, wow. Does George R. R. Martin still write them?
He's written a couple.
Okay, yeah. Great.
So I've read the most recent one, the name of which escapes me. Busted Flush, I think it's called.
Sure.
But anyway, I'm probably going to go back and
Busted
get some
Busted Flush because there's a deuce in there?
Yeah. Martin, you idiots.
What are they called again?
Wild Cards.
Wild Cards. Yeah. Great. Sounds good.
So yeah, I read this comic book adaptation way back in the day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh yeah, there's more to this. So, and I think there was a Dynamite Comics comic book version as well, like a few years ago. So maybe check that out.
People also keep requesting that we do an episode on cancelled comic book universes.
Let's do that.
I'm
ready.
At some point. I know you're bloody, it's all up here, isn't it?
It's all up here. I bloody do it off the top of my head. I'll do it right now. Bonus episode right now. Here we go. No, I'm not going to do it. It's late.
All right, go to what we read here from a listener.
Oh, yes.
Hey, Mick and Nason.
Wait a second.
I'm interested to know whether either of you has watched the new USA TV show, Mr. Robot.
That's what I've got to get to. Apparently, that's going really well.
I know the name sounds awful, and the US network doesn't exactly inspire confidence, but I'm 9 episodes deep, and it's incredible, really. Cinematography, story, acting, and soundtrack are all truly top-notch. I'd love for you guys to at least watch the first episode and hear your thoughts. Cheers. Can I be the official Mr. Robot of the Weekly Planet podcast? Thanks.
Yes.
What's this about?
I think it's about a hacker.
Is it? It's real, obviously. They've filmed it.
Yes, correct.
It's not an animation. Yep. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I think I'm really not sure what it's about. I've just seen clips of it.
Yeah.
But everybody's been saying it's really great.
Okay.
It's like so it's like on the USA Network. And
are there robots in it?
There's no robots.
I don't understand.
Mr. Robot, he's like a hacker, and he's a bit on the spectrum.
I see.
You know what I mean?
Someone's dropped a deuce in his brain.
You know it. Hey, something else that I watched recently, I think the first two episodes, it's on Stars, which is, they did Party Down and stuff like that.
Love it.
Patrick Stewart is in a new TV series.
I watched that.
Called Blunt Talk.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you watch it? What did you think?
I watched the pilot. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, it was fun, right? Yeah, I watched 2 episodes of that.
I especially enjoyed the bit where he interviewed himself.
Yes, that's right.
That was incredibly
It's
amusing.
Kind of, yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
It's about a left-wing Bill O'Reilly kind of type.
Yeah.
He's like a really outspoken TV talking head personality who's going through some sort of massive mental breakdown.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. And he's really good in it, isn't he?
Yeah, he's great.
Stewart. Mm-hmm. It's good to see him doing more stuff.
Yeah, man.
Now, we don't have a letters theme this week, do we?
No, I couldn't. Well, we might, but I couldn't find one on Twitter. So
we might have a letters theme this week, mightn't we?
No.
But we don't have it.
We don't. We might have. Certainly. Look, theoretically, we might have one.
That's what I'm
saying.
Sure,
yeah. Uh-huh.
But if people do want to send a letters theme,
they can go to Weekly Planet Pod. No, wait, they can't.
If you upload it to YouTube and send it to Mason, he might play it through his phone.
Yep, that's pretty much how it works.
That is how it works.
Yep.
So, yeah. Mm. We've been getting some ones.
We're getting ones a week, man.
Yeah.
So good. Look, last week a listener sent in what I feel is the ultimate letters theme,
yes.
Which was just a clip from Harry and the Hendersons with my name edited in several times,
yes.
Which I feel was probably the pinnacle of that. So
yes.
I understand if all the other listeners are just sort of cowering in fear.
Absolutely. And I feel as well you couldn't just take a different clip and put your name in it because that's just the same thing, isn't it?
It's much the same thing.
So you got to kind of think outside
Unless
the box.
Unless it was much more amusing than the last one.
Mm.
Look. Hope springs eternal. Maybe
it's not our responsibility, is
That's
it?
That's right. No,
it's
not
at
all.
Our problem.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. This is from, g'day mates. This is from Kerman.
Ooh.
Keeman?
He sounds Australian.
He's not.
Oh,
g'day mates.
We've been deceived.
That was my best Australian apparently. Just wanted to let you know I'm a big fan of the show and I look forward to every episode like a madman, waiting alone in the dark for a new episode of the podcast to drop as quick as possible. All creepy fanboying aside, I was wondering if you guys had to skip one upcoming comic book movie forever,
ooh,
which one would it be and why? Greetings from Brussels, Kerman, a guy on the internet. Kemen. There's no
That's a big call.
Should we say just 2016 or should we say just any that's upcoming?
Let's say 2016.
Okay, yeah. So that would be Batman v Superman, Civil War, Doctor Strange, Apocalypse, Suicide Squad, and there's probably some other balls thing.
Yeah.
So if there's another balls thing that I've forgotten,
yep,
I pick that.
Yep.
But let's say out of those, what would you pick?
And how about this? We can't watch it ever.
Yep.
And we can't read about it.
Okay.
So you can't.
How would I make my Easter egg video?
Then that's it. That's exactly it. How many things you've missed? We'll never know how many things you missed. Okay, you can't read about it and you can't. So you can't get the gist of it and then go into the next movie and whatever.
Can you watch the next one and then go, oh, I understand what happened?
Yeah, you can.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. All right. So they don't. It's not a weird edit.
I'm going to go with Civil War.
Why is that?
I know that's a big call.
That's a big call.
But I don't want to, I don't want to miss out on Batman v Superman because that's something we've never seen.
Yep.
And I kind of want to see Suicide Squad just to unravel the mystery of the Joker and Harley Quinn and et cetera. We talked about this in previous weeks.
Yeah.
We talked about the theory that the Joker we see in the Jared Leto Joker may not be the original Joker.
Yeah.
He may be Jason Todd.
Yeah.
And I shot that down because I was like, well, then it'd be Harley Quinn falling in love with Jared Leto, Jason Todd.
Yeah.
But I've had a rethink.
Ooh.
I know. Because we see Harlene Quinzel prior to her turning into Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Encountering the Jared Leto Joker. And I said, well, it doesn't make sense for her to fall in love with that Joker.
Why not?
If that's Jason Todd.
Mm.
She'd have to fall in love with the original Joker. But I didn't factor in the idea that maybe those two Jokers exist at the exact same time.
Okay.
Like they may exist for several years.
Yeah.
So Jared Leto might be the second Joker who is kidnapping Harley Quinzel to take her to the first Joker.
Oh, okay, right.
So
sure.
Back in the mix. It might still be Jason Todd.
Do you reckon it will be though?
No.
Good.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't think but so yeah. either. Interesting theory. I like
so
the
which
theory,
one?
Though.
So I yeah, because I mean, Civil War. I want to see that action.
Of course. But you'd rather see Doctor Strange in Civil War.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
And in Civil War, we can't, like, it has to end. Like, we can't, it's only got a few ways it could. I'd be sad to miss out on the action.
Sure.
But at the same time, it's either going to end with them saying, oh, we all made a mistake, now we're friends again.
Yeah.
Or just everybody going to their separate corners.
Yeah.
And then we'll figure that out by context in the next movie.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Mm.
Interesting.
And plus, they have to reteam for Infinity War. So.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm.
That's a good point.
What about you?
I'm going to say X-Men Apocalypse.
Because it's dumb and in the 80s.
No, look, I do want to see it, but I haven't seen enough of it to get excited about
right.
it. Like, I would like to see Apocalypse.
Exactly, but you'll never know. Think, what if he does a weird giant bendy
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, that's
what if he goes all giant? He's like, brrr, and he's shaking his fist, his big fist.
Nah, brrr. even
brrr.
Brr?
Yeah, brr.
Nah, even then, I feel like I could. I don't want to miss it.
Yeah.
But if I had to choose.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen there's been a lot of X-Men movies. I mean, there's been a lot of Marvel movies
yeah.
as well. But I feel like I get the gist.
Right.
Like we've had a you know, I guess we haven't had, have we had the X-Men fight like a major X-Men villain before that's not Magneto?
No.
Nah, even then, I'm still going to say Apocalypse.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Mm. Interesting.
Mm. Yeah.
For both things, for both of us. Here we go. This is from Kavan.
Ooh.
Hello, dickheads. My name is Kavan, and I love the Borderlands game series. It's been announced that Lionsgate will be producing a Borderlands movie.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly, this movie will have the same creative team as Iron Man. I thought this was fitting considering the topic last week and was wondering what you thought of the news. P.S. Love the podcast. Keep being dickheads. P.S. Can I be the official badass of the podcast?
Yes.
Bear in mind that he called us dickheads.
Yes. Rules are rules.
What do you think? What do you think of Kavan's question? Borderlands. You played those?
Briefly.
I've never played them.
Yeah, I like it's a good universe.
Great.
It's a nice universe.
Yeah.
And there is one that is set, I can't remember the name of it, but there's like an expansion set that is set on like a moon.
Is it a pre-sequel? Is that one?
It might be, yeah. But it's set on a moon that's basically Australia, which amuses me a lot. Because I guess
is it like a Mad Max throwback?
Yeah, so no, sort of.
Because it's all like a weird wasteland, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh yeah, no, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah, it's like a weird outer space Mad Max kind of situation. Okay. Yeah, outer space, Western, it's got a whole bunch of stuff thrown in there. But yeah, like apparently the development team, a lot of them were Australians.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, we're gonna put in the sample dialogue. We'll just get people in the office to do it. And then the bigwigs were just like, that's great. Just make everybody Australian. Who cares? So that I haven't played that expansion, but it looks really good. Yeah.
Cool, awesome.
It looks like a good universe. Like, it looks like...
Do you think they're doing it because Mad Max made a lot of money?
No, I don't think it goes in that direction, really.
No? Okay.
Or maybe they would make it go in that direction. Mm. See, that's when we talked about video game movies last week.
Yeah.
It's difficult to be enthusiastic about any of them because they're all terrible. There's never been a good one.
I think we said that at the end.
Yeah, yeah, thank you. Consensus reached.
Yes.
So maybe this will be the good one. But maybe they'll take out, because like from the, like it is, it's set on, you know, an assorted different, you know, worlds and satellites and things like that. What if they're just like, hey, let's just make it, it's on Earth and it's sort of the future, but there's robots. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They'll just take some small, you know, future elements and they just put it back on Earth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That being said, creative team behind Iron Man.
What does that mean? Favreau?
I don't think so. The rest of them. I don't know who they are.
Robert Downey Jr.
This is just news to me. I'm just
Gwyneth Paltrow is going to be in it.
Yeah, great. I guess. I am looking forward to that. Yes.
It's not costing me any money, so great. Let's do it.
Last letter. Given that... Oh, sorry. Dear Prick and James. That's a
burn on you.
It is, you're right.
Yeah.
Given that Fox seemed to be grooming Channing Tatum to become X-Men's new Hugh Jackman, do you think that the situation harkens back, brackets like a dickhead, to how Jeremy Renner was intended to take over the Mission Impossible franchise? More importantly, do you think Tatum has the potential to become a staple of the series, their meat and potatum, if you will?
Oh, yes, very good.
But yes, I would like to be official anything in the podcast because I don't need to be validated by two guys I don't know on the internet. Sincerely, Aiden of Ireland.
All right, you can't be, just so we're clear. But you don't need it, so it's fine.
Do you think, I think that's how they're gearing it. I think
totally.
They're making
but that.
Will it work?
Well, it didn't last. It didn't in Mission Impossible. So.
No, that was Renner. I'm talking, though, Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum. It's going to have to.
It's going to have to, yeah.
How many more has Hugh Jackman got left in him?
He's doing Old Man Logan
He's doing Old Man Logan, and then he's come to Melbourne for, like, Hugh Jackman...
Oh, sings
a bunch of songs.
You
want to
go see that?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman, bloody, is a real song and dance man.
Sing a ding ding.
Whatever. Sing a ding ding with Hubert Jackman. let's go see it.
Absolutely.
It's in Rod Laver, though. That's a big...
Ah, nah, fuck that.
Oh, yeah.
It's too big.
I mean, it's not like it was going to be anything else. It's not like he was going to go to the Bennett's Lane Jazz Club down an alley or whatever, and then we're going to get to meet him afterwards or whatever. It was always going to be a 100,000-seat stadium or whatever, but...
Nah, bugger that.
Yeah.
Not going. I like him.
But... Unless 20th Century Fox has some free tickets that they don't.
They definitely wouldn't.
Yeah.
And if they did, why us?
Exactly.
Why not some other dickheads?
Mm-hmm. Why not the bloody weekly show tunes podcast?
We should do that.
Sick of them. Sick to death of them.
I don't think they should hang the hat on one person.
No.
I think they've got, if they're planning to do that, I think they've got McAvoy, they've got Fassbender. Mm-hmm. Lawrence, I think, has one more, Jennifer Lawrence. I think she's out after this. I might be wrong.
Do you mean contractually?
Contractually, yeah.
Or do you mean... Like, actor-wise, they're just like, oh, people are sick of her.
No, I don't
I'm
think
sick
that.
Of that Jennifer Lawrence.
Nobody seems to be... She's the American sweetheart or whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't think they should pin it on...
Did you see that video of her... her and... she was at a Billy Joel concert.
Yes.
With Amy Schumer, and they were dancing on a piano.
Oh, yeah, they're doing a movie together as well. Yeah. Uh-huh. Do you hear that?
Yeah, great.
No, I haven't seen that video. Mm-hmm. Was that the movie?
I don't think so, no. I think that's technically unrelated.
Okay, good. Yeah, but I think he has the potential to do it.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know.
It depends how he goes in the first one, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't think Hugh Jackman's in Apocalypse, or if he's not in it much either. I should mention.
Because it feels like, and I mean, I guess they have to do that because if you make everybody in the movie a star, you have to pay everybody and you have to get everybody back every time.
Yeah.
Like if you fully develop all the characters,
people
are going to want to see all the characters every time. And so you have to pay all the actors. You can't just bump somebody when you don't.
Yeah. But then again, Marvel kind of do that. Not every movie has every Robert Downey Jr. in it.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Hmm.
I don't know.
It's very interesting. Yeah. I think you could definitely do it.
I like Tatum. He's great.
Me too. Mm. That's the show for this week, Mason.
We did it again.
Next week when we do the episode 100 of our show.
Oh, yeah.
People have been requesting a couple of things. I think I've narrowed it down.
Okay.
An episode on cancelled comic book movies, where we talk about comic book movies that were never made.
But we put a sweet 100th episode spin on it.
We do it exactly like we
know. Like we always do, like it's not even a thing.
Or we do the Star Wars prequels, where we talk about the Star Wars prequels, which we haven't talked about
yet. Maybe we could put it on, I was going to say we could put it on Reddit. Maybe somebody could put it on Reddit and vote on it, and we will look at it.
I do read the Reddit. There is somebody on there who has my name. But it's not me. That's fine. But he's doing nice things, you know, that's fine. What was I going to say? So, yeah, but either way, we'll do both of those at some point.
Oh, sure,
probably like in the next, at least in the next 10 episodes, if not before.
Sure.
So, I don't think it really
matters. Have a lot of ideas.
We have zero ideas.
Zero ideas.
You know, because we're coming, because we're out of the summer movie season, we're going to have to actually put some effort into these shows again.
Great.
You know, to think of topics and then do those topics.
Ugh.
Maybe we should just take a break. For the length of 100 episodes.
Oh, sure, yeah. 100, that will give 100, us 100 weeks.
Then we can have 100 ideas.
Mm.
Then we can come back and do
that.
Oh,
that sounds really good. Because that's definitely what we do given a 100-week break is come up with 100 ideas and just sit on our asses for 100 weeks.
Great. So, yeah, if someone could put that on the Reddit, because we probably won't. Mm-hmm. And then again, maybe we'll just do something else. So if someone else has a suggestion. Some people have recommended a clip show, but I don't know. I don't really want to edit something together.
If we're talking clip shows,
yeah.
Probably, definitely not for next week.
Yeah.
But if people have some favourite moments from this show, because we don't remember any moments from the show. I mean, I certainly don't.
Sure.
If you have a fun moment from the show, pop down the Reddit.
Yeah.
Let us know what it is, the episode number,
the timestamp
when it starts and finishes.
Yeah.
And we'll put together a thing. And maybe over a series of months, we can edit one together.
Maybe we'll do something, at some point. So if we have to not do one for a particular week, we'll throw that one up.
And,
instead of if we take a week off or whatever.
Yeah, man.
If we take
and also, it'd
off.
Be nice to revisit some of those since I can never remember what happens on this show.
Sure. So. Do you like clip shows, though, when a TV show is like, these are your favourite moments?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Especially maybe one week we'd be marooned on a desert island and we've just gotta go back and think about all the good time we get rescued, but in the meantime remember that time we talked about Spider-Man.
If we do this,
yep.
That's how we open the episode.
Okay, great.
Definitely. I'll put in some beach sound effects. It'll be fantastic.
Great.
All right. Where can people reach us?
Oh, they can find us at Weekly Planet Pod at Gmail and Facebook and Twitter and Bandcamp.
.com.
All the .coms.
All those things. Support the show if you want. Mr. Sunday Movies. Patreon.com/Mr. Sunday Movies.
Like I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies. If you want to download the Star Wars commentary track.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that'll be out. That'll be great.
It's okay, isn't it?
I enjoyed it a lot. I had a good time.
And we'll try and do the other Star Wars movies.
Yes.
Not the prequels.
Yet.
Yeah, we'll see.
Look.
Maybe.
We're going to run out of good movies eventually.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Great. There's only like 6 good movies, aren't there?
I'll also follow The Weekly Planet on Twitter. It's not us, but he's better than us.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
Great.
He's got a lot of confidence.
Thanks to The Brute and the Basilisk for the theme songs.
Some of the best. Thanks for Nobody for the bloody lettuce theme this week.
Yeah.
You really dropped the ball.
You really dropped the ball.
Guy who was going to do that.
Doing us a favor every week. How dare you?
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Grab a dad to jam, everyone.
That's right. No catchphrase. This chair creaks.
There we go. New catchphrase.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.